Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
From City Center at White Plains in White Plains, New York, WestchesterTalkRadio.com presents the 30th edition and grand finale of Fran's World. This is Jim Cleefield speaking. Fran's World is produced by Shark Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center. Hightower Westchester, your wealth is managed to a fiduciary standard. White Plains Hospital, exceptional every day. And Robeson, the house that service built. Don't forget, please download the Westchester Talk Radio app on iTunes through the App Store at Westchester Talk. You can like us on Facebook at Westchester Talk Radio, and please follow us on Instagram. You'll find us there at Shark Creative. And now the show starring the woman who really loves to talk. She's the world's fastest talking woman. She lives in her world, and we're welcome to it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to announce for the 30th and final time the star of Fran's World, Fran Capo.
Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jim. It's been a pleasure working with you. All right, the show's not over, so I shouldn't say that yet. I've got Jim, Matt, and we got Joe here today. Joe. Okay, you don't know Joe, and it doesn't matter because this is radio, and you can't see anyway.
He's not your average Joe.
But does it, you know, he could be the guy selling pretzels. You don't know. But Joe is actually working with us. So we're here live at City Center, and I want to say this is my final show. I've got a lot to say here today, but... we just found out that here in City Center, in about maybe 10, 15 minutes, they're going to have a bunch of people playing bongos.
And I'll say, you have never missed a beat, literally, in the 30 shows
you've done. Bump. Okay, so here's the thing. So when the bongos start and you people start going, why does she have bongo music in the back? Just know, I was not the one that said, bring the bongos
in. I know,
in.
I didn't say anything.
Okay, so that's the thing. All right, so anyways, so let me tell you what's been happening since I saw you guys last. I don't know if I told you, I'm actually training to go to Vietnam, into the world's largest cave.
Yes, yes. I remember hearing about that.
Yeah, and it's so cool. But now, of course, I'm worried about doing the training. You know, you have to go through 12 miles of jungle and this trekking. And, of course, now we have the coronavirus. So I have to decide by March 1st whether I'm going to do this or not, because now I'm not scared of the bats and the monkeys in the cave. Now I'm scared of what's going to happen on the plane. Somebody up front coughs and, you know, that could be over. I won't even get into the cave. So, anyway, so we have that. I'm building a new website, and my first guest is one of the women that is actually helping me build my website, but I'll tell you more about her in a minute. And do you remember I had that guy on, Richard Human? Remember?
I think so.
And he did augmented reality, and the whole time I was interviewing him, I kept going, okay, I'm not really getting this augmented reality. And he was trying to explain it to me. Take your phone, put it up in the air, you see animals flying around. And I didn't get what he was saying. So I went to this place called Arcadia Earth in Manhattan, 718 Broadway, and now I found out what it is. You download an app, you stick a little thing against a thing on the wall. See, I'm very technical. And so what happens in between you and the real thing that's there, all of a sudden, whales start swimming around and little animals. This it, at 718 Broadway, right around Washington Square Park. It's called Arcadia Earth, a cool thing to take the kids to. It is all about the environment. They build this thing that looks like a cave, but it turns out to be 44,000 plastic bags. And then you go, wow, that's a lot of bags, you know, that we use every day. What else? I have some upcoming shows this weekend. Well, not this weekend, as in tomorrow, next weekend, at Doylestown, the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown, Pennsylvania, Friday and Saturday. And then on Sunday, I'm doing my one-woman show called Love, Laughter, and Light, and that is in New Jersey. But you know what? If you go to my website, francapo.com, you can find out all these things, because I'm sure you don't have a pen and paper and writing all this stuff down. But you go to francapo.com, you look on the side, it said, what's Fran up to? You say, I want to see comedy, you go to the show. Anyway, so all this stuff is happening, Love, Laughter, and Light. And now I have the pleasure, I am going to be introducing my first guest. Now, Sabrina Cruz is the owner of Ultimate Auto Detailing, located in Carmel, New York, which she has owned since 2012. She plays many roles in her community, such as administration, admin for the Lake Carmel Foreman, helps small business owners find their vision and teach them how to identify and market their brand on social media for small business owners and entrepreneurs so they can clearly identify their goals and create tasks and strategies to help them succeed. Boy, I can't seem to read today. Okay, but the point is, she knows what she's doing on social media. Why? Because she actually actually won the Trailblazer Award in Putnam County for leadership and economic growth and will be sitting on a panel on April 4th for Women's Enterprise Development Center training small business owners how to leverage Facebook to grow their business, something that we had to have her help us with, because when we tried to do the Facebook Live, all of a sudden something went and she was like, do I need to work here? Anyway, I am going to introduce you to somebody that has been a longtime friend, 14 years. She's actually worked with my husband also and his company and helped them out tremendously. Welcome, Sabrina, to the show.
Hi, Fran. How are you?
I'm doing great. Look at that. She's got applause. Round of applause. Okay. So now, first, I want to congratulate you on your Trailblazer Award. Did you have any idea you were going to be winning it?
No, honestly, I didn't. I was asked if I would be interested in, you know, being submitted, and I won.
Oh, look at this. All of a sudden, we got music because she was submitted. What are you doing here? Okay. I don't know. The last day, everybody's falling apart. We're going to have bongos.
We're going to have bongos soon.
Exactly.
It's okay.
It's okay. But Sabrina, you'll get up and dance with me, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. So now, the thing is, I know you worked for EFT, my husband's company, but then you branched out and you created your own company. And what's the name of the company?
My company is Ultimate Auto Detailing. We're located in Carmel, New York. We actually started in 2012 out in Westchester. And after I was done having my kids, I decided that I really wanted to grow my business, and we opened up a shop, a brick and mortar.
Now, the cool thing is, before you actually opened, your husband was, you guys were still doing that, but you would go to locations
exactly.
to do that.
Exactly, we were all mobile.
And it became labor intensive because obviously you can serve more people if
exactly.
you have a place they could go to. But how did you know that you had a knack for business?
Honestly, I really don't know.
Honestly, I don't.
I don't know. Honestly, like, ever since, I mean, I've been with your husband for 14 years. It was a great company to work for. They taught me a lot. I learned so much just through there.
So and watching then, how another business grows,
right, exactly.
you picked up pointers.
Right, it was just, it was great to me, you know, to see how you can have a small business and grow it. And then my husband's passion for detailing has just, he's been doing it for 20 years.
I got to say, because we have an old, I don't even know. See, I all I could say is we have an orange truck because I don't even know what kind of car it is. I know it's old, it's orange, and we call it the Bionic Pumpkin. And the thing was looking pretty nasty. And we were like, hey, Sabrina, can Harry fix this?
Right.
And he transformed it into this beautiful, polished, it's like, how did he revive it?
Right.
It was like, you know, the thing was dead on arrival, and he was over there giving it mouth to mouth. I don't know. He was helping it
saving
out.
Saving grace.
That's exactly. And Sabrina was like, hail to Harry. So the thing is, so explain. So just, and then we'll get into mm-hmm. your other business, but explain. So like, if somebody needs what would they come
you
to
know,
you for?
Ultimate Auto Detailing, honestly, we service anybody from the soccer mom, which would be me, with mm-hmm. French fries and chicken nuggets stuck under the seat, all the way to the car enthusiasts that, you know, are looking for perfection and protection anywhere from paint correction and undercoating and ceramic coating.
So it's all purpose when it comes to that. And I like that you say that because the car enthusiasts are the people that are really fussy about their cars.
Yes.
And here's the other thing, too. Look, like in any business, somebody could say, oh, I could pay this for this or this for this. And then you go, yeah, you want that orange that's been stuck out in the snow for 20 days, or you want somebody who knows what they're doing for a long time, and Harry is so good at what
yes,
he does.
It takes a passion.
Yes, it does, and that's very important. Now, from you doing this Ultimate Auto Detailing, you then learned social media.
Yeah.
And so explain how that came about and what you do with your social media.
You know, with social media, I learned to really grasp my audience's attention that I need to build trust with them. I need to offer them value. And honestly, once I started doing that, it was easy to get the customers in the door because they already formed a trust with me. Now every customer that comes through my door becomes part of our team, part of our family. You know, it is so important to give your customers and your audience on social media because they don't know you. So to give them value and trust is the key to expanding your brand.
And so your specialty is Facebook, right?
Correct. Facebook and Instagram.
And Instagram. And it's not just a matter of hashtag. You just stick a hashtag
exactly.
there. You know, it's a matter of, like you said, building your brand on there. So is consistency important?
Consistency is important. And with the algorithms between Facebook and Instagram, you really need to know the rules of the platform.
And see, that's the other thing, because a lot of times, I'll be honest, I know that I do something, you know, I'm going in a volcano and I'll stick it up there and I'll like, how did nobody see it? And
right.
and Sabrina will go, Fran, you needed to do X, Y, and Z. And then all of a sudden, 500 more people see it. And I'm like, oh, okay, now I get it.
Right.
So it's really cool because you also teach people
correct.
How to do it besides, because you taught yourself, but also you have a license now and being a life coach also.
Correct.
And I just want to say that Sabrina also has 4 kids. So it's not like she's just, you know, lollygagging, you know, oh, let me look at the car and fix the car.
Right.
You know, she's doing that. She's got 4 kids. So she's taking them to school. She, you know, she's doing that. She's taking care of her husband. She's running the business, doing the social media. She's doing coaching now. So one of the things that you, when you teach people your coaching, do you do this through, you know, the internet? Do you do it, you know, through, what do you call that thing? I can't remember the name. Online. Do it online?
Like webinar.
Yeah, in the webinar. Thank you. A webinar. I'm like, oh, geez. See,
okay,
folks.
Friend.
This. Yeah. Oh, Lord. It's the last show. I'm trying to beat the bongos. Okay. So, not literally. But the thing is, you do it through webinar. You do it person to person. Do you do it over the phone?
Whatever the customer feels more comfortable with. I have a lot of customers in my community.
Right.
But I do a lot on the phone. A lot through email, a lot through Facebook Lives, you know, training. I do trainings. Right now I'm doing a training on March 2nd for network marketers and how to grow their brand and identify their brand.
So how would someone find out about that training? What's your website, by the way?
They can go to mindsetmarketingco.com.
Okay, folks, just in case I have anybody out there who doesn't know how to spell mind, M-I-N-D, set, S-E-T, marketing, M-A-R-K-E-T-I-N-G, and then co. Which stands for company. Okay. MindsetMarketingCo.com. So you can go there. And also, you have a training guide that you put out to help people. And tell them quickly about that.
Yeah, so I have a few different training guides. There's an Instagram training guide, a Facebook training guide. And also, if you subscribe to my email, I will send you out... I will send you out the branding identifier and how to create an epic introduction on Facebook.
You see, look at all this. You can get your card done, and then you could learn how to get yourself out there for a lot of people. And I want to say I know that her marketing works because the other day, Sabrina and I actually went to the Putnam Valley Women's Network in Putnam Valley. It was at the Freight Cafe, which is one of my favorite places. Shout out to Donna there who owns it. And when we walked in, they know me because I was a member and also because being the Guinness Book of World Records fastest talking female. But Sabrina had never been to that meeting and she walked in. They're like, hey, Sabrina, I follow you on Facebook. And all these people knew. I went, well, I guess it's working. So she's doing fantastic. So
thank
Sabrina,
you.
Thank you so much for being on the show. Again, your website is mindsetmarketingco.com and they could go to that. And if they want to find out about the car, is there a website for Ultimate?
Yeah, there's a website for Ultimate. It's Ultimate Auto Detailing, the number 4, the letter U.com, or they can give me a call at 845-538-7912.
Say that again, because not everybody had a pen when you said that.
845-538-7912.
And you know what, folks? You know, you could just look up mindsetmarketing.com, and I'm sure if you get in touch with Sabrina that way,
exactly.
You or just Google Ultimate Auto Detailing, and I'm sure it'll
come up.
She's the, you know, the queen of media here. She had to correct me. She was, you know, fixing my stuff. Anyway, Sabrina, thank you so much for being on the show.
Fran,
and folks,
thank you.
And we will be right back with Fran's World more here live at City Center in just a moment.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at Michael Labriola INC.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Adventure Girl, explore your world.
And we're back. This is Fran's World live at City Center. And of course, it wouldn't be possible without our sponsors, Entergy Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Wartburg, Facelift Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA. And now we continue show number 30, our grand finale. And our next guest right here on the line with us live, in March, liveclimate.com will be celebrating the 50th anniversary of Earth Day with three nights of concert events at Town Hall in New York City, which is on 123 West 43rd Street from Wednesday, April 22nd to Friday, April 24th. The spokesperson is Alyssa Farina Maynard, and if I said it wrong, she'll correct me later, and she is awesome. As a youth in New England working for an environmental architect, she had the idea to do a campaign, our newest utility, dun-dun-dun, the sun. And that led to contacting the senator from Wisconsin, Gaylord Nelson, who declared April 22nd, 1970, Earth Day. This is a concert, but as she says on her website, it's music with a mission. Please welcome Alyssa Farina Maynard. How are you, Alyssa?
I am well, Fran, and you?
I am doing fantastic. We just found
this
out that we just found out that someone may be playing the bongos in a few minutes, so we're trying to play Beat the Bongos. Okay, so they're literally outside, and I'm like,
Those bongos.
And if those,
if you can't beat them, join them.
Exactly.
Right?
I mean, we'll have to then start talking to the beat of the bongos. That's what we'll have to start doing. So really.
We can cope.
You sound like you could cope with anything. So I want to ask you, you're not only the brainchild of this event, but you were a founding member of the team that co-created Earth Day 50 years ago.
Correct.
Well, okay, so how did it come about, and what message are you hoping people are going to leave with after they see your Earth concerts?
The primary goal of Live Climate is to give people the tool to know that they are stewards of this beautiful earth, that we are, this is heaven. We are in it, we are of it, and that we'll come away with not only the joy of celebrating through music, the universal language, but everyone will get a little packet of seeds to plant. Everybody's going to have a little bit of homework, if you will, to do to carry on being good earth stewards.
I love it.
We each have to take responsibility now. It's great that New York is not going to have plastic bags after Sunday. These are very basic, simple measures. Back in the day, we called it the three R's, reduce, reuse, and recycle. Now we have to step it up a bit. Those initiatives and the grassroots groups nationwide and globally, led by EarthDay.org in D.C. these days and other phenomenal environmental causes and groups are all doing their part. But collectively, if we can come together the same way that Global Citizen brings their people together and invites them to take an action to become a member, if you will, of their project. Ours is not quite membership driven, but we're more focused on using the power of music and empowering others to do the same. And I invite people to be in touch with us through our website, liveclimate.com, if they wish to have a concert in their area, wherever it is. My joke is, first we take Manhattan, then we'll take Berlin. And I truly, truly hope that we will have some of the same artists with us as we evolve and move onward. forward. But we wanted to start in New York, my beloved Apple, and believe very strongly in the venue, the beautiful, iconic Town Hall, as a place for social change, justice, and citizen responsibility. And in this crazy year where everything political, everything, every other day, the buzzword is the climate crisis, the drama of it all. Well, it's not needing to be a pandemic. Let's have it be a possibility.
And let's make it positive instead of negative, because that's the whole thing, too. Because when you're doing music with a mission, you're doing something that everybody loves, which is music, and tying that into your mission instead of making it two shouting heads at each other. You did this, you did this. You know, who needs that? You don't need to hear the negative stuff. You need to say, how can we solve this and move forward? So I want to ask you, I love the idea that you're giving out seeds, because I was thinking like, because you know what? Someone walks away and they got the seeds with them and they're like, what do I do with these seeds? And if they don't know what to do, you know, all right, you got to tell them, all right, you take a pie, you stick it in a plant. I mean, you know, but I mean, just in case, you never know. People go, do I eat these? You know, some people are just not the brightest tools, but the key is that you're doing something. So now the people that are singing, are they have songs about Earth Day, or is it just that that's the theme of it?
Well, on April 22nd, which is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day, we have brought together an eclectic group of folk legends, people like John Gorka, Peter Yarrow, Mustard's Retreat, Leslie Mendelssohn, Sophie B. Hawkins, and Max Hat and Etta Glass.
That's on the April 22nd, because on April 23rd, you have different guests.
On April 23rd, we have Perla Bataya, and she's doing an evening of music in the House of Cohen, her friend and mentor, Leonard Cohen, and she'll be celebrating Leonard's songs. And do these artists have songs about the environment? They may contribute that as part of their sets. That's up to them. But the primary focal point is that they're people locally, most of them, are based, and we want them to be able to stand up and be counted as having done something. That I like to quote Joni Mitchell, that we have to get back to the garden. We are stardust, and let's use the power of love instead of the power of fear to transform this circumstance. You know, George Carlin said it best, the earth is going to survive us all. The earth will be here, and we simply have to learn how to walk more gently upon her and how to take better care of her. I use the feminine. I feel very strongly that we can each do our part. If it's as simple as boiling one cup of water instead of a whole teapot, or carrying our recyclable bags, or
turning the water off turn the water off when you're brushing your teeth instead of letting it run for 2 minutes. Yeah.
And these are really basic little things, but if the next generation aren't given these opportunities to learn how to be this way, then there's grave concern. And we do need to empower all genres, all age groups, to step up and enjoy this place that we call Earth and celebrate everything and all the aspects that we share.
Yeah, and so you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to say that it's like, you know, Earth Day itself spearheaded the modern day environmental movement, because it created the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the Clean Air Act, Clean Water and Endangered Species Act. And so I know that you're hoping that this is an extension of that, and that your live climate will go even further to change those laws.
We want to support all transformation as possible, legal, across all boards, educational, and most directly citizen action, to step up and say, you know, it's. I applaud the young people that are striking from school on Fridays. I applaud Jane Fonda and her red raincoat fire drill Fridays. Everyone that's doing their part in their way to make a difference. We all are here to contribute and to watch each other blossom and celebrate that blossoming. But in order to do that, we have to be really simplistic and practical in our approach. And there will be a speaker or two throughout the 3 days of concerts that will give us a little heads up on new things we can do, different ways to approach old situations. And this is just the prelude. These 3 nights in New York are the prelude to an ongoing series of events nationally, globally, and we invite people, if they would like to have a live climate event in their community, call us, email us, and we'll help you set it up and empower you to do it yourself.
So they would go to liveclimate.com. Is that how they would get in touch with you?
Exactly.
So, folks, just again, I always spell things out just in case there's a person going, well, how did she spell climate with a K? So it's LIVECLIMATE, Live Climate, I couldn't even say it, liveclimate.com.
Dot com.
And again, so like she said, she's going to be celebrating three nights of concert events at Town Hall in New York City, which again is on 123 West 43rd. Although, people, you could just go to Google and find it, or just go to her website, liveclimate.com, and you can find it. So you live out in Sedona, Arizona, and also you have another place in the deep woods of Maine. So does your serene surroundings inspire you?
Nature inspires me, the power of nature in all her force and beauty. And I'm very blessed to live in the magical red rocks of Sedona.
Oh, so beautiful there, yeah.
And on a beautiful, beautiful lake in the inland woods of Maine in the summer months. And I truly am inspired every day by the smallest, simplest things. You know, I will to see a flower bloom, a rose pop out in a rainstorm. Everything that makes me appreciate
just how beautiful, everything
how
is.
Beautiful.
Life
and
is.
How fortunate we are to have this world as we see it, and to be able to give and share with others who may not have the opportunity to perhaps always, you know, be in nature in the same way. We will give people a little taste of nature at our concerts by music, and as I said, we do have a company from Cambridge, New York, who are providing us with seeds that we will be giving people, similar to the seeds of peace and seeds of change, just something, a little takeaway. And
I think I'm missing something here. So you're talking about seeds of peace. What grows out of those seeds of peace? What do you mean?
Oh, Seeds of Peace is a famous song.
Oh, because I'm like going, are you talking a fruit? Are you talking a plant? I'm like, what is the Seeds of Peace? What grows out of that seed? Okay.
Peace Seeds is a song, and that we're all responsible to sow seeds of
Got
peace.
Got it. Love it. Okay.
Inner peace, world peace, etc. We will probably have seeds that are more floral in nature, or vegetable seeds that we'll be giving out at Town Hall on Earth Day. But the gist of it is simply that's one little icon to take away. The real truth is that we're here for a very short time. Let's maximize the power of our collective consciousness and our ability to elevate and take things up an octave or two or even three and make a difference in our world today. We may not have too many tomorrows if we listen to the naysayers and the fearmongers. Rather than go in that direction, I choose to say, let's celebrate what we've got while we've got it and manifest the best possible world we can and take care of this earth. That's what we're about.
You know what? We got to take care of each other. We got to take care of the earth. But, you know, the main thing that I always say to people is you get nothing done by shouting at each other. You only get something done by saying to somebody, okay, let me hear your views. Let me hear your views. How could we compromise and make this work together? Not by going, you're an idiot. You're this. You're that. I mean, everybody's got to compromise. You can't be calling people names and then the next second going, hey, so you want to go to coffee? You know, it just doesn't work that way. You got to negotiate with people. So,
everything's negotiable.
Everything in life is negotiable. That's why I say, and a lot of times, if people go, why do you believe in that? And I'm like, really? You think screaming's going to get it to me? That's going to make me go, ooh, I don't want to listen to you. So, but now, music. And I just wanted to ask you, just out of curiosity, because you have on your site that you say music with a mission because you believe music has the power to bypass our brains and go directly to our hearts and leave a permanent mark.
Yes.
So, would you compare that to subliminal messaging?
Well, one of the most famous advertising books was called Subliminal Seduction. Uh-oh, do we have the bongos inbound?
Uh-oh,
here?
I think, yeah. We better hurry up and rap before those bongos come. But, yes.
Music can be both quite direct and subliminal, and it can change what we call coherence. We can create coherence between our mind and our heart with the power and the beauty of a melodic line or a phrase that touches us and opens us to new possibilities. But to create a culture of coherent community and people that can come together. We saw it with Woodstock in 1969, Woodstock Nation. We saw it with people who come together in times of epic danger and stress, and we don't want it to have to take another disaster to make us come together.
No, exactly. Yeah.
New York strong. We came together in a terrible, tragic time 20 years ago. We continue to come together and rise up as a people, as a nation, as a global concern that we can do this. We can make these changes. The young people that are striking from school and the activists that are doing their parts, everyone has a role to play. But I think for me, my world is about music and the power it has to transform any situation. You know, Pythagoras, one of the early proponents, plucked a lyre and prevented a crazy person from beheading the king just with one tone. So the power of one sound, the power of a great song, the power of music that takes you into your emotional heart makes things more real. We all know
Absolutely.
That the song can transport us back or forward into the future and the past. And I say let's use it to celebrate the best we can. And I'm really looking forward to having more headliners and extraordinary talent come together over the next few years as we build this momentum for Live Climate using music as the vehicle for social change.
Great. Well, all right. So once again, folks, our time has run out here, but I just want to say if you want to go to liveclimate.com, she's going to have her three-day concert at Town Hall in New York City, 123 West 43rd Street. And again, go to liveclimate.com. And thank you so much for being on the show. And I wish you good luck with your concert and many more to come.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
And we're back on Fran's World here live at City Center. We're actually playing Beat the Bongos because we heard bongos are going to start playing, and so we want to beat the bongos before and finish the interviews before anything else happens. Otherwise, we have to start talking like the bongos. All right. So my next guest, we are having a fun-filled show here. My next guest, now, you may have heard the immortal song, I Only Have Eyes for You, a song that launched romances and was a memorable part of proposals, celebrated weddings and anniversaries. Well, it has a modern-day, sexy, and fresh new take for a new generation. Terry Isaiah Johnson, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee and Grammy Hall of Fame award winner, just released a single on Valentine's Day on Hot Fun Records in conjunction with Rainbow Management. He's best known as the lead singer and a performer with the legendary group The Flamingo, and for his production arrangement of the classic song, please welcome, he's on the line with us right now, Terry Isaiah Johnson. How are you, Donna?
How you doing, sweetheart? Everything's good.
I'm doing great, and you sound all full of energy. I love it. I love it. So first, I want to congratulate you on the release of your new single, which is fantastic. You're welcome. Now, you've been doing... Now, I never say my age. I always say I'm 37 till I'm 97 and sticking to it. So...
Don't we all?
Okay, right, exactly. So, but you've been doing music for a long time. You've been doing it since, I'll just say, since you were around 16, somewhere around that, right?
14.
Oh, man. Man, that's even younger than I thought.
Yeah.
So obviously I don't do math very well. But anyway, when you formed your first group, The Whispers, you formed that with four high school friends. Was it the influence of your musical neighbors? Because apparently you had some very famous neighbors next to you, Orioles and Swallows, Earl Hurley, and in Baltimore, Maryland. Did they inspire you, or did you come from like a musical family?
Well, it was a musical family, but I was inspired by Sonny Till of the Orioles. He lived down the street. I would just go and listen to his voice, and then I would pick it up and go to school. And when the teacher would leave for something, the girls would say, "Sing, sing, I said, sing, sing." I'd get up and I'd start singing, and she'd always come back and catch me. But then she wouldn't be mad with me. But she'd say, "Stop singing in class. Stop singing in class." But I mean, sticking to the point. I've always had music in my spirit, always. I knew it was something I had to do. I was meant for it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And I think, you know what? I think that teacher was wrong. She should have let you sing in class. You know,
right.
It probably would have hyped up the lessons. They would have been like, ooh, I like that. But now, you also had some Billboard chart hits like Lovers Never Say Goodbye. How did it feel like when you saw your name like on the first, you know, Billboard chart?
It was fantastic because my songs with the Whispers never reached the chart. You know what I mean? And, like, I had left Baltimore before I really gave it a chance to grow. So when I saw it on the chart, it was like, oh, finally I've made it. You know what I mean? It was like a dream come true.
How many copies of that magazine did you buy? Did you buy, like, 100 copies off the stand?
You hit it on the head, kiddo.
Yeah, but I did that same thing because I've done a lot of newspaper and articles, and I was at one time working at WBLS-FM radio, and kidding around, I had flipped over a record that was called Rappin' Duke. They were making fun of, like, you know, John Wayne. So I flipped it over, and I did a song called Rappin' May, and all of a sudden, it didn't go on the charts, but it was in Billboard magazine. I'm like, oh, my gosh, so I saw that, and I went out, bought all the copies, but then I actually went and put some back. I go, well, if I buy all of them, then nobody else can see it. I better put some back so somebody else can buy it.
That's true.
You know? Oh, my gosh. I love your laugh, by the way. But
thank you.
You're welcome. It just sounds like it's coming from the soul, and I love that. So you toured extensively and appeared 5 times, and I love this, on American Bandstand.
Dick Clark, my man, Dick Clark. Yeah, he was wonderful. He loved us.
So now,
I had such a good time with him too on the show.
That's what I was going to ask you. Did you have fond memories, and how nervous were you the first time?
Extremely nervous. But then after the first show, he invited us over to his suite and said, now you look nervous, and you look nervous, and you look nervous, so you guys got to cut that out. You got to be on my show. You got to act like, just forget the cameras on you. I mean, he gave us a good talking, and really it helped us because the next few times or the next 4 times, we were all like overconfident almost. You know what I mean? So he gave us a talking, like, to make us relax because we were trying so hard. So he just had us to calm down. He said, I love you. Don't worry about it. Just go out there and do your thing and forget about cameras. Forget about anything. Forget about the girls I know.
But you know what? That is so nice to hear because, you know, a lot of people, when they do TV for the first time, you're nervous. You try not to think about, you know, oh, there's millions. Listen, I always, whenever I'm like on TV, I always try to think in my head, like, I'm just talking to the person that's next to me. And I just think it's amazing that he took the time to do that because he cared enough and saw the talent in you guys and wanted you guys to do good, that he actually said, hey, just, you're great. Calm down, you know? That's such a cool behind-the-scenes story to know that he took the time to do that. And everybody knows American Bandstand, you know, so that's amazing. So was American Bandstand, wait, which came first, the Billboard chart thing or the American Bandstand?
Billboard chart, of course.
Okay, and then he had you on American Bandstand?
Right.
Okay, so...
Because the song I wrote, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, crossed over into the pop market. And pop market usually go to the Billboard, and the Billboard is always looked at first. So that's how we first, you know, got on Dick Clark and all the TV shows, you know, so... Yeah.
And it's amazing because, like, when you do realize, of course, but, you know, like, when you're yourself and you're doing the TV, whatever, and it's other people that say it to you, you realize you're a part of history. Like, Dick Clark was a famous, you know, obviously everybody knew Dick Clark, American Bandstand, and, you know, the Billboard magazine. And then when you go, wow. And when you look back on your life, you can go, wow, I was like a part of that. How cool is that? You know? And when you're just...
You know, no. I never even thought of it. None of us.
That's what I mean.
It was life that was happening at that time. And, like, we did a gig. It was exciting to be on Dick Clark for that first time and the times following. But, like, thinking about we're going to make history, we were just living life. We were just doing what we were doing. We were singing, and we had our routines down, you know, like dance routines of what we do on stage, and I made sure all the harmony parts were right, you know, so We didn't even think about history.
That's what I mean.
60 years, it blows my mind.
That's what I mean, is like when you're doing it, you don't even think about it. You're just doing the ride. But when you look back on your life, you're like, oh my gosh, I did that. You know what I mean? It's like, because that's it was just the roller, you're like going, oh my God, this is fun. Look at all those girls screaming. Oh, look at that. You know, and it's just like so much fun. So now in 1964, Smokey Robinson recruited you into Motown Records. Were you and he regular collaborators?
We were friends because we had worked a lot of the theaters and the clubs together, and I knew him and I knew all of the Miracles. You know, they were just really coming out. They were just starting themselves. And then later in life, in 64, when I ran into him, I went to the theater and I had written some songs, and I said, Smokey, you know, like, I'm available. You know, like, I've got some songs. Do you think you can get me into Motown? You can talk to Barry Gordy and get me into Motown. So he said, well, let me hear the songs. So I took my recorder over to him, the big, big reel-to-reel. I took it over to his suite, and he heard him, and he said, yeah, Buzz, I think I can get you with Motown, no problem. So then he, when I got to Motown, I had no idea he was vice president. And when I got to Motown, when he revealed everything to me and really set my life up for me, it was one of the most exciting parts of my life.
Wow.
Being with the great writer, Smokey Robinson, writing and producing partner. And I really went there as an artist, but he saw my talent really as what he needed was a team. Because Harlan Dozier and Harlan, who did all the songs on the Supremes and the Four Tops, they had left Motown. So Smokey was trying to get another team together, so he made me a part of that. And what an exciting time of my life.
Wow. And you know what's really cool, too, because, like, when you're saying it, remember, like, how you were saying you were nervous the first time you went on American Bandstand and he calmed you down?
Yeah.
Probably if you had known that Smokey was the vice president, I think that's what you said, that you would have been more nervous than if he didn't tell you, and then all of a sudden you're, you know, Smokey Robinson is going, hey, kid, you got talent, you know, and he's giving you that. And then he takes you under his wing. I think the way that it happened was so much better for you, you know, because you were just being you. Hey, I got a song. You like it? Can I work with you?
I didn't ask to work with him. I just asked him if he could get me with Motown so that I could record my music and try to record it on myself.
So wasn't even. Yeah, so you didn't even expect that to be the next thing that would happen.
Exactly, right. That was just fate. It was like destiny that was happening in my life. And I was like shocked and overwhelmed when he, you know, when he presented his idea of, you know, becoming one of his partners. Because it was three of us, Al Cleveland, Smokey Robinson, and myself.
That's amazing.
I was honored, I'm telling you.
Yeah, you know, when you have somebody of that level validate your talent, it just makes you feel fantastic. Like, wow, what I'm doing, he thinks is good. Even though you knew it was good enough to you saying, help me out here, I just want to be able to record. But he saw the depth of it, which is just amazing.
Right.
So now, you also wrote and produced for the Four Tops, the Temptations, Martha and the Vandals, and the Supremes. So when you say that you wrote for them, did they come to you and say, hey, we have an idea for a song, or you wrote the song?
No, without team, we picked the artists because we had so many artists at Motown. So he said, okay, we're going to do this on the Temps. So he said, what kind of idea you have? So I would say, well, I'm feeling this. He said, I like it. What else can we? So then he and I would listen to it and say, I got an idea. Let's do Fan the Flame. Once a wise man said to me, this advice I gave you free, a woman lives on vanity, so fan the flame. All right, so that was, you know, the thing with the Temps. And we would always just choose the artists that needed records. That's the way Motown was run.
Oh, wow.
If
I didn't.
Needed the record, all the producers would get and writers would get together and write for them, and they would have a big meeting, and it would go to, like, you take a vote on it. How many people like this one? Do you like this one on the Temps? Do you like this one on the Tops? What about this? And then after that, Barry had a thing that he would say, okay, to prove the point, he would go outside and get about maybe 12 people off the street who had no idea about music and ask them to come and listen to some songs. And the ones that would vote, he would let the people listen to it. And it worked every time. The ones that they chose is the ones he would release.
Wow.
That was his secret of his hits.
That's amazing. Well, you know what? So that's like the way they do marketing now, like with commercials and stuff, like, you know, do you like this product and stuff like that? And they have the groups, but he saw the foresight to do that before. But when those people came into here, was it the actual group singing it, or was it you guys singing it and just saying, do you like this song, and not saying who it was for?
Oh, no, no, we used the groups.
Oh, so the actual groups.
Wow. I knew Levi Stubbs, the leader of the Four Tops, Obie Benson, Lawrence Payton, and Duke Fakhar. I knew all of them by, you know, personally, because we became friends.
Wow, this is amazing. So you've had quite a career, and you were inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame with the Flamingos, and your I Only Have Eyes for You was inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, and you received the Heroes and Legends Award, which I thought, when I first read that, because I'm not a music person, was like for Batman and Robin. I'm like, who's the Heroes and Legends? But obviously, it's the Hero and Legends of music. You know, what do I know? So
that was really from Motown. The people in Motown, they put legends and heroes of, you know, of the music that made music what it is today.
That's amazing.
So it was amazing.
But you have so many awards. There's so much under your belt. So how does it work when you take a song? Because I Only Have Eyes for You is a modern nice song. So do you just hear it differently in your head and then you redo the music enough that it sounds like the song, or how do you modernize it?
Well, for the new one that I have, Only Have Eyes for You, revamped or renewed, my partner and I, Teresa, we're writers, so we wrote a song that we wanted to go country, so we took it to a friend of ours, Paul Kosofsky. He's a manager at the management company, Rainbow Management, and we said we wanted to try to get this to, you know, Faith Hill and Tim McGraw. What do you think? He said, damn, I like it. I think you got something here. So he said, all right. So he set up a time right then and there. I want you to come to Nashville on this day, blah, 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 and we're going to record it. So we go to Nashville after we were out on the road, we were doing the job. We left there, went directly to Nashville. Paul went to the studio, we recorded the song. It's called Until Then. He recorded on one of his artists who was sitting in the studio then. And we had finished the song in 2 hours. So he said, Jimmy, which is, he's the guy who really put this music together. I didn't put the music, I put my melody and the feeling behind it.
Okay.
He said, Jimmy, Terry's in the studio. He said, why don't you go in there and see if you can lay down a track before I Only Have Eyes for You. Make it a little different. So he did. And when I heard it, it was like, oh my goodness. I mean, it was such a feeling in my stomach and in my chest. Like, it was like, oh my God, this is beautiful. So he was going to record it on his other artist. So he said, and the artist came out, he said he didn't have that feeling. So he said, Terry, go in the vocal booth and lay it down and let this kid hear it. So give him an idea of how, you know, how it should be done. And when I sang it, the producer and Paul Kosofsky, who was the executive producer, he said, oh my God, no, you've got to do this song. I was like, what? He said,
wow.
No, you've got to sing it. He said, you got some feeling for it. He said, you made it so different, so much different from the original, but yet still it has a new date, a new feel for it for today's listeners.
Wow.
So my mind was blown. I had no idea it was going to happen to me.
Right, because you had no idea. You thought it was going to, you were turning it over to somebody else, and you hit it on the head, and they were like, I love it. Let's not mess with it.
But I got to say this. It wasn't me. It was he's my father. He orchestrated this whole thing. I could see his hand moving, didn't know where I was going, but like, all praises to him because he led me to the right people, to the right studio, Reba McEntire's studio with the best musicians. The drummer was the drummer for Lionel Richie's Lady and all the big hits. And these guys, they're the best musicians in all of Nashville, and they were all there for me. So it was like, I have to give praises to my father, Yah.
You know what? It's funny that you say that because I always do that too. Like, people go, gosh, you're always talking about Mother Mary and this and then I go, you know what?
Yeah.
If that's the way that it happened for me, I'm going to say it. And I don't care if anybody believes me or not. You know what? That's how I feel. You don't believe it? Go walk somewhere else. You believe it? Listen to my story.
I love you. I love you.
So, yeah. Because I just believe you have to say what your truth truth is. And if that's your
right.
truth, then you say it. You have nothing to hide if that's your truth. And I don't care if anybody believes or not. So I think that's great.
You.
And I love you too. I really am enjoying talking to you. I'm like, this is so cool. So where is, I mean, I know the record is available. I Only Have Eyes For You is available on Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, Tidal, Napster. I don't think you left anything out there, Terry. I think it's available everywhere. I think the kid walking over here has the record. You know, but
you can also get it from Hot Fun, like HOTFUN, records.
.com. Right. Yeah. Hotfunrecords.com is the main place that they should go, probably, right?
Right.
That's the website. Hot Fun. And guys, read into it what you want. Hot Fun. Okay. Records.com.
You're so bad.
I'm so old, bad. Okay, yes. Hotfunrecords.com. See? But you know what? Now everybody will remember it. They'll all remember it. Okay. But you also have a few shows coming up. You have one on Friday, March 6th at 7:30 at Tarrytown Music Hall. Right?
Yep.
And a do-up weekend, Saturday, April 4th, 2020 at 4 p.m. in Dix Hills. So, again, so like if people want to find out about that, do they go back to the Hot Funds people? Hotfundsrecords.com?
No. On the 7th, it's Count Basie in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Oh, that's not what I was... I have Friday, March 6th. All right, so you say it. You know where you're more than I know where I'm reading. Go ahead. Where are you?
March 6th is Tarrytown.
Right, March
6th. March 7th.
Oh, I don't have a March 7th one. I only have March 6th, 2020, 7:30 at Tarrytown Music Hall. Okay, so where are you March 7th?
At Count Basie Theater in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Okay.
And I think the timing is about the same for Showtime, about 7.
Okay. And then you have the do-up weekend, Saturday, April 4th at 4 p.m. in Dix Hills. And
yes.
So to people to find out, they would just go to hotfunrecords.com, or is there a separate website to find out where you're performing?
Theflamingos.com.
Wait a minute. Let me. All right. The Flamingos, right? With the word the
yes.
in front? Okay. The Flamingos.
Yes.
.com is where they find out where you're performing live, correct?
Yes.
Okay, performing live. Okay, people, so I'm going to say this again for any people who didn't have their pens out when we were talking. So, first thing, if you want to hear his song or download his song, the new version of I Only Have Eyes For You, sung by this guy who has a million awards here, people, and has been with everybody who's famous in show business, so you're silly if you don't do it, go to hotfunrecords.com. Now, if you want to see him live because you said, oh my gosh, I listened to that song and now I got to see him in person, then you go to theflamingos.com and then you'll find out all his shows, which are Friday, March 6, 2020. Well, obviously this year, we're not going to be talking about next year. At 7:30 at Tarrytown Music Hall. Then he's got another show at the Count Basie Museum on March 7th and the do-up weekend Saturday, April 4th. There's a lot of shows.
Are you nervous?
I'm not. You know what? I'm trying to read too many things. You're all over the place. Yeah. You want to calm me down? No. So, anyway, it's been so fantastic talking to you. I love hearing the stories of the behind the scenes, like, you know, that they talk to you, you know, on the camera and tell you not to be nervous. Because you know what? People sometimes don't realize, as we're making our way up in show business, you know, you go through all these different emotions. You know, you first want to make it, and then you get to a place where you're with someone famous and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm with Smokey Robinson. And then the next thing, you're writing the songs and you're making your way up, and then you look back on your life and you go, thank you, God, this was a fantastic journey.
Thank you. There you go.
Yep.
I know our time is up, but I've got to say this to you. You have been really a true pleasure.
Thank you.
You are sweet. You are so sweet.
Oh, my gosh. I appreciate that. And this is my last radio show, actually, because I've been doing it for 2.5 years. And I said, well, I guess I've interviewed enough people, but people say they enjoy it because, you know what? I like to be down to earth with people. And I like to just really get to the heart of who someone is. Because why would someone go listen to something if they don't understand the heart of a person? And
true.
To me, is if you get the heart of a person and people get to hear that on the radio, then they go, I like that guy. I want to hear his music. Yeah. I want to support him. And that's always how I feel that you should just, you know, interview people. So,
thank you.
I really appreciate that you said that to me. What a great way to end my last show.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic. So, cool. Again, Terry Isaiah Johnson, a pleasure. Congratulations on I Only Have Eyes For You. People, download it and go see him live. And if I'm not working those nights, I'm going to come. So,
all right, I'll be looking for you.
Yeah, because I do stand-up comedy, too, so I got to check what days that I'm working. Yeah, so I'm a performer myself. So, you know, usually everybody's performing on the same days, but there you go. So thanks again, Terry, and ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Love you too. I really do. I just really love your energy. And so thanks again, and ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back with Fran's World in just a moment.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
I love that new music. New music, and now it's the last show. Okay, but here we are, Fran's World, show number 30. And I just want to say to everybody who's listened to my shows, I want to thank you for having me in your homes. I've done 30 podcasts here on Westchester Talk Radio, and they will be live, hopefully. You're going to keep that in the archives on Westchester Talk Radio. But if not, I am developing a new website with my guest, Sabrina Cruz, who you heard before. And it'll be francapo.com, and I will have these podcasts there. For those of you who missed it, you could listen there. And I want to thank Andrew, the producer of Shaw Creative, and Matt, my wonderful engineer.
Thank you so much, Fran. It's been a pleasure working with you for these last 30 shows. It's always been something that I've looked forward to, and I hope I get to work with you again soon.
Thank you. I only paid him $50 for that. And Jim, my announcer here, thank you so much for always starting off the show, making it sound so professional.
Well, Fran, you are an absolute joy to work with. I remember the day I met you when we did a podcast in Poughkeepsie. It was Talk Walk a few years ago. And who would have believed that that planted the seed for these 30 shows today? Who would have thought it?
Really? I mean, I remember that show. Thanks to Toby Nadler, because
thank you, Toby.
Yes. And then Andrew said, you want to do your own show? And the next thing I knew, I had Matt and Jim working with me. That was so much fun, and I brought them muffins over the years and books and right and now I give them little
cards. Everything with the kitchen sink.
That's right, and I would have brought the kitchen sink, but I don't think you'd like my kitchen sink. So, I will continue to perform live, and you guys could always follow me. You guys too, you could come to my shows. But you guys, meaning at home, you audience people, could always follow me on francapo.com. I'll have where I'm doing my live shows again on the weekend. The first weekend in March, March 7th, 6th and 7th, Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th, I'll be at the Comedy Cabaret in Doylestown doing my stand-up comedy. And if you're in the audience, come and say hi, and, you know, I'll, of course, pick on you. But no, I won't. Maybe I will. I can't promise. Okay, but I will be doing my one-woman show on Sunday, March 8th, and it's called Love, Laughter, and Light. And there's going to be refreshments afterwards, and I'm going to be telling all my stories. And basically, it's like my TEDx talk. And that is one thing I'm going to ask everybody. I worked really, really hard on my TEDx talk, and it's how a world record mindset could help you accomplish anything. And I would love for you guys to go check out the TEDx talk, the world record mindset, share it with everybody so it could go viral. And come to, hopefully you'll come, which is the Love, Laughter, and Light show is an extension of my TEDx talk, and it's going to be at the KG Divine Spiritual Spa. Don't worry. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be giving you massages. I'm just going to be talking. But it's at 530 High Mountain Road North, Hallandon, New Jersey. And you could check that out. Again, go to my website, Love, Laughter, and Light, and you will see it. And you could always follow me on Facebook, FranCapo.com. And again, thank you, Matt. Thank you, Jim. I really, really loved working with you guys. And I hope you enjoyed the guests that I've had over the years. But still, 2.5 years, 30 shows. And Andrew, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to work on and with Shark Creative. And who knows? You never know what the future may hold. But all I say to everybody listening is, remember, you create your life, create a good one, and when an opportunity comes up, just say yes and figure it out later. Fran Capo, signing off.